Today is Monday, March 11th, the first day of the fourth week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God, who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite, with the aid of your Spirit, gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
As I reflect on my day, I begin by naming the various places and spaces in which I found God and God found me today. Perhaps it was in a conversation with a friend, the smile on that child's face, or even the weather today that revealed God's kind hand to me. I take a moment to express gratitude and to acknowledge His kindness to me. Father, I ask that you would open my eyes to various places and spaces I bumped into you today. Help me to remember, even now, your mercy as it followed me through this day. And Spirit, I ask also that you would do it again tomorrow. Surprise me by showing up where I least expect you, in specific situations that I currently have a hard time seeing where you could be. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord.
God is always speaking, and God speaks because he wants to act. God's heart is to bring healing, love, deep joy, reconciliation, restoration, and hope to me and to those around me. As I slow down at the end of this day, I choose to remember the moments I sensed God's voice speaking to me with gratitude, and I yield to the action he desires and initiated in each of those moments. Loving God, I yield even now to the ways you desire to move in my life. Even in a formative season of prayer and fasting, I know my hope ultimately lies not in my outward action, but in your inward grace. I trust the gift of your formation in me today. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone that I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.